Best Christmas ever time. Your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning, Rex Howard. Good looking sunrise here this morning. Sunshine 70. Your WTO11 weather forecast is on the way. A couple of in-studio guests as we get to talk about best Christmas ever. Jacqueline Pessel and Erica Bruno. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing? Hey,
so beautiful early. Sunrise.
I don't know why
it's
I'm
great.
Acting so goofy. I don't know.
Extra coffee today.
Extra coffee. All right. We want to start out here. What have you found in your food that should not have been there? Yeah, that's our question.
Yeah, that's
Jacqueline.
Gross. Well, I don't know that I have found anything. My husband found a piece of glass from a local fast food establishment that I will not name.
Did he chomp down on?
He did not. No. I think we ended up throwing it out. And now every time we drive by it, my kids say, "We're not eating from there ever." We've never been back. So.
Gotcha. Erica, you have a...
Yeah.
Something in a pizza?
Pizza.
Happened?
We found a, I was very young age, but found a staple in the bottom of pizza. So I do not eat that
That's
type
nice.
Of pizza anymore.
Nice. And you got to tell the Rex Howard story here with your son. What's that all about?
My son Bennett was born in 2016. So Bennett Bruno, we would call him BB. And then at that time, BB Rexa was popular. And so then it turned into BB Rex. And then all of a sudden it turned into Rexy Howe. And then we call him Rex Howard. So I don't know how Bennett Bruno really got to Rex Howard, but hey, you're famous with Bennett. Famous with Bennett.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah.
Need a selfie before you leave.
Exactly. With Rex Howard. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The real Rex Howard, not Bennett Bruno Rex Howard.
Right,
but yes.
Right. Very good. All right. Best Christmas ever. Hard to believe this is year number five, Jacqueline. Is that right?
Yes. Year number five. We started in the middle of 2020 during a pandemic, which I thought was a great idea. And then we're still going. So year five, we've raised close to $150,000 in 5 years, which is just mind-boggling to me.
Yeah.
But not surprising with this community and the support we have.
So tell us what Best Christmas Ever is all about. It's actually, nationwide?
It is. Right? Yep. All over the United States, even internationally in a few different countries. So we bless families around the holidays who have fallen on hard times through no fault of their own. We've blessed families who have lost a child, who have had a lot of cancer diagnosis, a lot of health issues. They've lost a spouse. So we try to bring a little light and joy to these families during Christmas time when things seem a little dark. The requirements to bless a family, you have to have children in the home under the age of 18, and you have to have had a recent hard time that you have fallen upon, not something that's really happened 5 or 6 years ago, but something in the last 12 months.
Jacqueline Pessel, Erica Bruno in, and are you looking for families right now, I'm guessing?
We are. Nominations open up early this year in August, and we actually have a few nominations, some good ones, but we're always looking for more families. We want to be able to bless as many as we're able to with the amount of money we raise. And I was just telling you guys the story of the email I just received from a past family, and you know, you read those and you get a little choked up because you sometimes don't realize in the moment what you're doing, and you know, we're kind of doing a job and blessing families, but it truly is very impactful, and there's a lot of need out there for families and things that have just happened to them that they don't really deserve, that they really shouldn't be going through. And we want to bring some joy to those kids too. You know, lots of times the kids in the house, they suffer along with whoever's going through, you know, whatever circumstance they're in.
Mm-hmm. Best Christmas ever. Finley, Hancock County is it the only chapter in Ohio?
It is right now. Okay. Yep. All the other ones dwindled away. So we're still holding strong here on year five.
Yeah.
So yeah, we try to take families from Hancock County. We're not opposed to having families outside the county, but you know, we raise all our money here locally and we would like to keep all of our funds here and help these families in our backyard.
You've done some awesome things over the years, decks, roofs, trips to Disney.
Yeah.
I was at one of the families where I don't know how many, there was 50 of us and we all had presents in hand and we plopped him down on the porch and you went up and knocked on the door.
Yeah, I try to get there before the dogs notice me, which sometimes is a challenge.
I smell
the dogs
Jacqueline,
usually I usually have an insider in the house. We get a little creative and my number one rule in my email is hide the dogs. So because when you see the convoy of cars coming, they get a little suspicious.
Yeah, we parked around the corner. Yeah. I mean, we filled up a street with cars.
At that point, if my cover's blown, so be it.
Yeah,
you know, we're still there.
Yeah, they were just awesome.
Yeah.
So, Erica, you have some things coming up. Of course, Jacqueline talked about money, needing money. So I know in years past, you've helped out 4 or 5 families. You spend $5,000-$6,000 or more on a family. So talk about that.
We do have some fundraiser opportunities coming up. Our biggest fundraiser this year is going to be a wellness challenge at the Wellness Studio. You're going to form a 4-person team and athletic abilities of all ranges. So you don't have to be a member of the Wellness Studio, but we will host it there. And you'll get, again, 4-person team. You'll have a captain. All proceeds will go directly to Best Christmas Ever for the registration. We will post that on our Best Christmas Ever Hearts of Gold Facebook page. And you can contact that Facebook page if you'd like to sign up. But that's one of our opportunities for any community member to come out and participate and give back to Best Christmas Ever. We try to have a certain amount per family, and we raise those funds all year. We've had a generous donation. We received a generous donation already. And then we'll look at, the Day of Giving in November. And again, just different ways that people can donate through our Kindful account on BCE. So yes, we do have a wellness challenge coming up October 19th. That'll be at 8 a.m. again at the Wellness Studio. And we'll post it on our Facebook page so that you can sign up that way.
Very good. So deadline for nominating folks, families?
November 1st.
November 1st. Mm-hmm. That's because you need time to put these best Christmas ever packages, if you will, together.
We move extremely quick after November 1st. We pick families, and then we have essentially 30 days to purchase gifts, wrap gifts, have people donate gifts, and then surprise somebody on their front porch before Christmas. It always depends on when Christmas falls during the year and how that weekend go. You don't really want to get too close to Christmas.
No.
That gets hard with people and traveling.
Right.
So we work very quick.
Very good. So check out BCEmovement.org. That is the website, or Facebook as well. All right. I think we got it.
So, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, ladies, and we appreciate it. It's been awesome. We've been part of Best Christmas Ever, getting the word out for...
Since the beginning. Yeah, we appreciate you, so thank you.
So thank you, Jacqueline Pessel and Erica Bruno, for coming in this morning.
Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA.